This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hey, this is Mel B, and you're with SJ and Jono. They're fabulous on Joy 94.9.
Mel B, welcome back to Joy 94.9.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, you're in Melbourne as part of the Spring Racing Carnival. Now, that's all about looking glamorous. What are your essentials to pack when coming down under for this sort of event?
Well, you know, this trip has been a little bit of a mishmash because I'm here shooting my Jenny Craig commercial, my fifth one. I'm here promoting my single and I'm here to do the races. So my luggage is all over the place. I've got like 20 pairs of shoes. I've got dresses from daytime to nighttime to jeans. I've got a compilation of everything.
You're looking incredibly healthy at the moment.
It's like, what?
You're looking absolutely amazing at the moment. What is your number one tip to staying healthy now that we're getting into the beautiful season where you're wearing slightly less?
You know what? Being healthy is a bit of a commitment. You've got to work out. You've got to try and eat healthy, at least from Monday to Friday. I say the weekends, you just do what you want. You know, and I'm on the Jenny Craig program, so that's all good. But yeah, it's full on.
Now, one place you looked very sexy recently was in the video shoot for your new single.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that was a bit of a family affair.
It was. I had my daughter in that video. I had my husband in the video. And yeah, the whole video was shot on the Desperate Housewives set on Wisteria Lane. And it's just a fun video. It's all just about feeling good about yourself, just letting the wars of life just trickle off you and just doing something for you.
Now, because you were on Wisteria Lane, if you were a Desperate Housewife...
I think I am a Desperate Housewife.
Oh, yeah?
I am, at least 2-3 times a week.
Which one would you be?
I think of you as Eva Longoria.
Eva Longoria is pretty foxy.
And you're very yoga-tastic.
Devilish. She is.
The new single is a very summery pop anthem. It's bound to go off in the clubs as well. What inspired you to write it?
You know, I think doing Australia's X Factor and doing America's Got Talent, you know, watching people perform week in, week out, work on their art, work on their voices, I was like, you know what? I want to perform. I want to get back up on stage. Even though it's been about 8-9 years since I've actually done or released any of my music, I was like, it's about time now. I'm feeling it.
Are you a little bit worried? Because obviously you've spent quite a few years now judging other people and obviously supporting them and everything. But are you worried about what's going to happen now that you're back in the limelight and singing?
Of course I am. Of course I'm worried. That's why I just released it and without doing any promotion. I didn't even tell anyone that I was releasing my song. I just put it out there. And luckily, I had like a few celebrity friends that retweeted my post. And then the fans kind of got wind of it and... touch wood, it went down okay. Is that wood?
we hope so. Previously, when you like release music and stuff, you may get a good or bad review in the paper. Nowadays, people will say whatever they want. They'll tweet you if they don't like it, and people can be quite horrible.
Yes,
You've got young children. Do you try and shield your kids from that sort of negativity? I mean, no one wants to hear nasty things said about their mum.
I mean, life is life. I mean, you've got the good, the bad, the ugly, and it is what it is. I don't shield my kids from anything, really, you know, because I want them to know that life sometimes can be hard, life sometimes can be not so good, and life sometimes can be really good. And my kids, you know, I travel with my kids. I'm a very hands-on mum. My kids go to public school, which means they're socializing with general, like, normal kids. And it is what it is.
I was reading an interview the other day with Emma B, and she said... this
Bunton.
Emma Bunton.
I love that you called her Emma B.
Emma B. She said, back in the day, the Spice Girls were fun and sexy, but we weren't sexual. Now people do take that next step and put it out there a bit more. Do you worry that girl power might have gone a bit far with some of today's artists?
I mean, music videos, music in general, you know, it's going to keep on progressing. And who am I to say, you know, it's too sexy out there right now? You know, whatever happens out there happens. Whatever Rihanna wants to do, she does. Whatever Miley Cyrus wants to do, she does. Would I do it? Maybe not. Maybe yes. It just, you know, you can't really comment on what's happening. And it wouldn't be successful if people didn't like it.
You're kind of one of those people who, I think you're a very free spirit. You do exactly what you want. You're incredibly open and honest and say what you think all the time. you pinched Prince Charles's bum.
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah, did. Had you planned that beforehand, or was it just one of those? No. I'm a cheeky chappy.
You kind of just kind of get in the midst of it all and get wound up, and you just go, "Oh, there you go." It's a little grab.
How did he react?
I don't think he did react. I think he just clenched his butt cheeks and went, "Oh, okay."
I'm a royal.
Last week you were in West Hollywood and you performed the new single, and I saw a photo of you with a bunch of drag queens where one had they'd all dressed up as the Spice Girls. Did you compare your measurements with the scary one?
You know what? It was kind of surreal because that is exactly what I used to look like. I mean, I still look like that now, but the hair, the horns, the leopard print, the makeup, it was kind of, I was looking at myself.
And what was with the whole dancing on the bar thing?
You know, I was sitting on the bar while they were performing. I wasn't dancing on the bar.
Love it.
I should have danced on the bar. That's what I should have done.
Are there any people that you'd like to collaborate with in the future? Is there going to be another album, another single?
There's definitely going to be more music, for sure, for sure, for sure. And then I'm collaborating with people right now, but I don't want to tell you.
Oh, come on. We won't tell anyone, promise.
Yeah, right. Hello.
What about a duet with Prince, maybe?
Prince is really good. Yeah. I love Prince. Who doesn't love a bit of Prince?
True.
Yeah.
Shall we do a quick fire?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like quick fire.
Right. If you owned a racehorse, what would you call it?
Scary.
Favorite piece of Spice Girls memorabilia that you own? Is there something on the wall or something on the mantelpiece that you're really proud of from the Spice Girls days?
Probably be our ring that we got, because we all bought each other a wedding ring.
Scary Spice. Love it, hate it, or stuck with it?
I love it.
Have you sat down with your kids and watched Spice World?
I have.
Do they
like
it? My
2-year-old is freaked out about it. The guy that comes out of the toilet, she's like, why?
I love it. I have it on DVD. I can confess I've got Spice World on DVD.
I have a little quiz for you.
Okay, good. I like games.
It's called Scary or Spice.
Okay.
Would you rather ride the scariest roller coaster in the world or have to do a spicy sex scene in a movie involving nudity?
Oh, see, I hate roller coasters. I mean, I hate them with a passion. I would rather throw up all over myself than do a roller coaster. So I think I would have to do the oh God, who wants to do a sex scene?
One or the other.
You know what? Roller coaster.
Roller coaster. Okay.
Yes.
Would you rather hold a scary tarantula and let it crawl all over you, or eat a ridiculously hot and spicy Thai curry? Like we're talking
Thai curry all day long because I love spicy.
Okay. And the last one. Would you rather bungee jump in New Zealand head first, or take part in a televised live karaoke off with the other Spice Girls?
Karaoke off, all day long.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, cool. What would you sing?
Wannabe. Duh.
For Once in My Life is the new single from Mel B. We love playing it here on Joy 94.9. Mel, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
All the best for your time in Melbourne. And you're off to Russia next.
I am. I'm hosting Miss Universe. And then I get back in the studio, do more music. And then hopefully we'll be back here in January to perform my song live.
Our music director is so looking forward to getting the next single. So keep it up, and we look forward to an album in the works. So hopefully sometime soon.
Yes, for sure. Hi, this is Mel B. Joy 94.9 is made in Melbourne for the world. Support the gayest station in the nation by becoming a member. Call 1-300-JOY-949 or online at joy.org.au.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.